Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to your favorite podcast. It's Full Coverage with your host, Larly, and
Manny MUA. Hey guys!
Welcome to our show. Who gave us a show?
Honestly, we gave ourselves the show. That's the thing.
We had to.
We gave ourselves. If we're not giving it, we make it.
No one else gave us a show, so we said, you know what? We'll do our own.
One thing about being an entrepreneur, when you don't get it from somewhere else, you make it.
You just make it yourself.
And we are, if we're one thing, we are entrepreneurs.
It's so true.
Also annoying at times.
Very annoying, and messy and dramatic.
But what is up, you guys? Today we're gonna do a little.
Manny had this great idea, honestly.
I thought it would be a great idea to do a thing where basically we talk about brands that have disappeared from us.
The face RIP. Of the earth.
So the brands that have closed down, and we're kind of like talking about why they've closed down, or not even necessarily why they closed down, but why we think like that they closed down, or what they could have done better to continuously stay up top, things like that. So I feel like it'd be kind of an interesting episode to talk about brands and what happened to them.
Also, I was on live this morning on TikTok, and I mentioned this episode, and everybody was like, yes, 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 film it. It's like a great idea. So I was like, cool. So then they were like, you guys should also talk about brands that were once so popping and like the talk of the town is all that anyone used, and now you never hear anything from them. You know, they're still around, but it's cricket. So at the end, we can run through some brands that I guess you could just say are less relevant
than they once were.
They once were, and why that might be.
I think it's great. Or like what they could maybe do to turn it around.
Yeah.
Maybe give a little advice at the same time. Be a little, you know, advice givers, just angels.
Unsolicited advice.
This is very much the epitome of unsolicited advice.
Yes.
Because this is just our opinion of what we think as people that are in the industry and have been in for a very long time.
Right.
Of what we've seen and like as trends come and go and things like that. So I thought it'd be kind of interesting and fun.
I love it. Well, let's start with our picks. No.
Our picks.
I'm so tired, you guys.
Laura also just got back from Italy, so she's not well mentally.
The jet lag is whooping my ass.
And not even that, you had a very intense week. You have intense week happening this week.
Yes, and it's only Tuesday.
Girl.
I know, it's a wreck for me.
Laura and I are filming the next 4 days in a row.
Yep.
Have you thought?
We're on camera for five days in a row. Boom, 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 boom.
Like doing something, glamming, doing podcasts, something, podcasts.
Multiple podcasts.
Doing stuff.
Other people's podcasts. Yes,
5 days in a row.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I'm speaking gibberish at this point. Yeah. Maybe
it's like, I feel like Stewie Griffin when he's sucking on the nipple, Peter's nipple, and he's like,
Ty laughing.
Even Ty laughed. But first, of course, peaks and pits first.
You start.
I'm going to do a pit first.
All right. I'll do a pit too.
My car.
Oh.
You guys, I, in the last several days, have been going through the gigs because suddenly, like on Thursday of last week, my car just, the AC stopped working.
Not the AC.
Maybe.
Because it was like 100 degrees.
104.
Yeah.
It has been so hot last night. I'm like, you know what? It's not going to be that big deal. I'll just roll down the windows. I'll just drive with it, roll down the windows. When I got to my destination, I was dripping in sweat. Dripping.
I know you were.
I was like, I'm like, I cannot make it to anywhere that I need to go in my car because it's so hot. I have a black car. It just attracts the heat. The wind outside is hot. So if I'm driving with hot wind and on a black car, do you know how fucking going crazy I am? Laura, you know me.
You're suffering.
I'm suffering desperately. So now my car... So then on Friday, I was like, we have to make an appointment. So we made an appointment for Friday. I go in on Friday and they're like, hey, like, you're just gonna have to keep the car here over the weekend because like we have just no spots for you. So and I was like, okay, like, do you guys have loaners so I can like use for the weekend? They're like, no, we don't have loaners.
They never.
So I'm like, so then I will not leave it here then over the weekend. And like, cause I can still drive it at nighttime.
Yeah, totally. That's what I always tell them whenever we're getting our tires changed, like a windshield crack or any cracked. I'm like, I'll keep the car until you're ready for it because I need a car.
You need the car. I need the car. I don't live like in the heart of fucking West Hollywood. Like I live, you know, in the distance. So I have to drive to most places.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I'll keep it. So I was driving it at nighttime. And now finally my car is in the shop. For the AC, I haven't heard back yet from the shop. I'm like, okay, what's going on with the AC? But I've been having to Uber basically everywhere, and it's very annoying.
And very expensive.
And it just keeps piling and piling and piling. And I'm like, okay, like how many more days? Like, I would rather just drive my car to a lot of the times to the place I want to be. Like, the other day, I hadn't, like, worked out in, like, 4 days because I was like, I'm not driving. I'm like, it's too much. It's too crazy. And I was like, I'm going to just Uber to the gym just to feel like I can go to it. I know it sounds like such a first world problem, like, Ubering to the gym because my car is too hot. So I went and I was like, the fact that I had to Uber there, work out, Uber back home, I'm like, I'm not doing this. So, like, I just need my car.
It was too much.
It really is, like, you don't realize how much you use your car when you're obviously driving it.
Until you get taken away.
And you're like, fuck, dude, like, I need to, like, go somewhere and get some shit.
I remember I had needed an oil change from Porsche. Mm. They end up breaking a latch on my car.
Oh.
They keep my car for 7 days. And on day seven, they had no update for me for when I was going to get my car. So I was so nice to the man on the phone. But I was like, I said, you know, I just like laid it out for him. I was like, hey, like, it's hard for you guys to have my car for that long and not give me an update. I said, you know, people really depend on their cars. And I was like, I depend on my car. And like, I was like, a car is a big thing just to keep from someone. So I was like, you know, like an update, like on when I Uber drivers get it.
That's literally their livelihood.
Imagine them, their car messes up, you know? So, and I was like, not everyone can like afford to be bumping around in $20 Uber rides every time they need to go to the grocery store or something.
$35 every time.
Cause it's in LA. Like, they're so expensive. In LA,
every time I go somewhere, it has to be $35.
They're so expensive,
insane,
and that's like the cheapest Uber.
Yes, that's Uber X. That's Uber Comfort. Like they're it's not even expensive.
So I was just like, you know, I was like, just any update, I'd really appreciate. And he called me back in an hour, and he's like, I got your car ready for you.
Oh,
and I was like, was that because I was nice?
Yes, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar.
You catch more flies with honey. I was like trying to be, and I even told him on the phone, I was like, listen, I know this is not your fault.
Yes.
Like, I know you're not just like, oh, well, fuck her. Yeah. Like, you're just employed there. Like, yes. And I told him that. I was like, but could you give me anything? Like please?
A morsel.
And he's like, girl, come get your car. So, yeah. I don't know.
So, yeah, I'm currently going through the gigs. It's funny because I told Laura, I was like, Laura, I'm carless right now. And she's like, what? And I was like, yeah, I had Uber here. And she goes, you Ubered here? We could have driven you.
Why would you not like, tell me to come get you? Are you
like,
crazy?
I don't want
to
be
Bitch, I'd be like, you need to come here right now and get me in tight. I'm getting in the back of your car.
Literally, and I'm like, I don't want to be a hassle.
No, I told you annoying. I'll take you home though.
But Laura's taking me home after, so I feel very very sweet. But yeah, that's my current pick because it's honestly I'm going
to
be
a doozy.
Not having a car when you are used to having a car especially when you live in the Valley. It's
LA is very frustrating. LA is an extremely spread out city. We're not like New York. You may see people walking around LA, and that's probably if they live like in Hollywood and live in an apartment, yes, and they're just like going down to the grocery store. But like LA is so spread out. It's not a walkable city, really.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Unless you live in like
a little section. You have to have a car here, yeah. It's not like New York at all. Mm-mm. It's very different, so. Mm-mm.
So I'm going to the gigs.
That is gigatry.
And the thing is, I'm trying to drive in the heat. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be strong. I'm not going to fucking take my car in. Like, stop being a little bitch, Manny. And then I did one drive of it in 104 degree weather. And I said, this has to stop. I'm not well.
One time, my mom and I shared a Buick. My grandpa had gotten us a Buick because we didn't have a car. So I didn't have a car either because I was like 17 years old. Mm-hmm. And she let me borrow her Buick whenever I needed to go somewhere. So we kind of like shared it. And whenever I'd go to work and stuff, we'd split it and go back and forth. And I wrecked it into a fire hydrant.
Oh my God.
I did. I sure did. And we didn't like have insurance to cover that. So it broke the AC in the car. And we didn't have AC for like 5 years in Alabama. Swampy
humidity.
Mm-hmm. And it was my fault, and I never felt more worse about anything I've ever done in my life because I took AC from my mother, you know, from my mistake, and I had obviously not a penny to my name to fix it.
Of course.
No, there was no way. And the front of our car looked like this. It was like a heart. Tyler witnessed all this. He was with me because I actually, Ty, I didn't date you yet, did I? No. Shortly after. Because I remember I didn't date him until I was 19. I think this happened between like 17, 18-ish.
Yes, yes.
So my biggest regret in life, it wasn't even the AC. It was the fact I did it to my mom.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like it was her only car that my grandpa gave us. So I was like, fuck.
Dude, and like that heat in the South?
Oh, that's Florida. I bet
during the summer
that's
was like Alabama, Florida weather. Brutal.
It's absolutely brutal. And it took the fucking AC, but the heat worked.
Fuck the heat.
I know.
You're in the South.
I know, right?
You need this AC.
Right? It was horrible. It was so like, horrible. I remember I went to take my graduation pictures and I had to drive that car. And by the time I got there, I was so upset because everything was just like, I was soaked from head to toe.
It sucks. Like, it literally just genuinely sucks, like, to have no AC in your car. Like, it just sucks. Like, it's rough. It's not a fun thing.
It is not a fun thing.
Ugh.
I have a AC car trauma that I live with. I'm like, my mom's in heaven right now. I'm like, sorry, mom.
She's literally looking at you
still
like,
sorry. I'm still regret like, that. Still say that. I would take it back from anything. Mistakes were made. Mistakes were made. Yeah.
She's like, damn you.
So anyways, okay, my pit's a little bit different. So sorry, we're still talking about Italy 2 weeks later, but I'm just talking about the jet lag. Like the jet lag, I've never gone to another country for that many days. So I've never settled in that much with the jet lag.
You're right. Yeah.
Like I'm more so delusional over there. And when I get home, I'm fine.
You're fine.
But now this time I settled in over there for so long. I got used to there. And I started to get worried whenever I was over there because I was starting to go to bed just fine and wake up.
I'm getting acclimated. I'm scared.
And I was like, I don't want to do this because when I get home, I know it's going to be so bad. And it is so
bad.
It's so bad. You guys, I go to bed at 9 o'clock every night. Like I cannot.
But that's not like.
And I'm like, no, it gets worse. But I get up at 3 a.m. Every morning I've been getting up at 3 a.m. and I just lay there. And Titus too, we're both wide awake. And I just lay there until about 5:30. I'll get up. Because I can't. I got up at 5:30 this morning. He did too. In the past morning too. We can't sleep.
That's horrific.
I am so tired right now. I could jump out that window to take a nap.
And literally fly.
And fly.
How
crazy it is. I am so tired. But it gets crazier, Manny.
No.
So I didn't realize like with jet lag, this thing happens where your body gets regulated in using the bathroom during the day. And so at like, I don't know what time it was, middle of the night, I pissed all over myself in the bed while I was sleeping. I peed the bed.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. And I have not done that in like 20 years or maybe less. I don't know.
So are you telling me, you guys, I didn't know this. So I'm gagged. Are you telling me that you pissed the bed Tyler felt the piss?
He didn't feel it because we have a king and very spread out. We're very spread out. But
what if you were laying...
We don't cuddle.
Well, of course not. Like you can like start off cuddling and then like get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like don't touch me. Like it's when like, it's too hot. Like,
when it's time to go to bed.
Like okay, I
need,
don't touch me.
Get the fuck away from
but,
me.
But like in the beginning, it's cute to be like a little handhold.
We go to sleep like this and then we
That's how I would be. Mm-hmm. 1,000. I was like, I would love the idea of it, but in practice, don't fucking touch me.
It's too hot and like it ain't realistic.
It's not realistic.
Sleep.
It's not sleepable.
I can't be touched. Mm-mm. So
did you wake up?
I did wake up peeing all over myself.
Warm. You woke up warm.
Warm. Warm in a puddle. And yeah, I was pissed. And I literally told
you. Literally pissed.
I was pissed. I said, oh my God, why did this happen? Like, I didn't even drink like a crazy amount of water. And he goes, it's the jet lag. You're used to peeing at this time. So your body is peeing. And
that's,
I was like,
so weird. I've never heard that before.
Me either.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I was like, that's absolutely insane. And so I was so tired. I don't know what time it happened because I didn't look at my phone or anything. I just ran to the bathroom, peed, changed clothes. And then I put my airport blankie on top of the pee and then slept on top of that. Because I was
you sandwiched it. You're too tired. Sandwiched it.
I was so tired when it happened. I was like deadly. I didn't even think I opened my eyes. I remember. And I just put pressure on the blankie. I was like, is it gonna leak through? No,
we're good.
We're good. And I went back to sleep on top of my pee.
And you didn't even change the sheets?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Let the sheets fucking literally.
If that don't tell you
sit.
How tired I am at this point,
nothing will.
Nothing will. I nothing slept will. On my own piss. I just couldn't do it. And then when I woke up at 5:30, I put them all in the wash. But I was like, daggum it, do you know how much bedding that is to wash?
Oh, dude, washing your bedding?
Fuck.
Washing your
it's
fucking
deadly.
Bedding
it's deadly.
Is the literal worst. Because that shit takes forever to dry.
It does. It does.
It's like you literally just put one thing and it's like, that's the whole load. And you're like, well, here we are. Like, I have a fucking load in here.
I cannot believe I did that, though. I'm honestly shocked.
I'm actually shocked, too. I haven't pissed the bed in literally 25 years.
Right?
I don't even know if I even ever have pissed the bed.
Right.
I've had, like, literally two wet dreams in my whole life.
Wow.
Like, I'm just not the type that will do things in the middle of the night, like when I'm sleeping. My body will always wake me up.
I was in such a deep sleep too. I don't like even remember like a dream or anything like attached to it. Like mm-hmm. I was so dead asleep when it happened.
You were like, you're a goner.
Goner. And it took me a minute to like come back to reality and realize what happened. Like I wasn't instantly like, it like took me a minute to, I was like, did I just pee all over myself in this bed?
That is wild.
Isn't that a little crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I've woken up where like, I had literally like had a wet dream.
Uh-huh.
And I woke up and I was like, what is going on down there? Like, why am I like sticky? Like, why am I wet? Like, I feel like that's very much that situation in a different capacity where I was like, why is this happening? And I woke up after and I was like, this was so stupid.
Golly.
I didn't even enjoy it, dude. Like, it was literally in the middle of my sleep and I had to change.
Literally.
It's ridiculous.
Well, me either.
Like, neither of us got to enjoy. You didn't get to enjoy your piss. Mm-mm. Me with my wet dream. Mm-mm. It was horrible.
It was
not
horrible.
Sleep stuff.
So hopefully tonight I don't.
Let me look up my freaking,
I don't piss all over myself.
Let me look up my
peak. Yes, ma'am.
Of
yes,
the
ma'am.
Week. What is my peak of the week? Do you know what? I just watched a movie the other day and it was like, I thought it was so funny that I wanted to tell you. It's called Bottoms. Have you seen the preview of that at all?
I haven't.
So it's called Bottom. Like that honestly was my peak because that was so freaking funny. I watched it. And it's about these like two girls in high school that are both like lesbians. And they are like kind of like nerds. Like they're like not like the cool girls at all. They're just like very like outcasty. And they create a all girls fight club in the high school, but they call it like a self-defense club because they want to be like cool. And they and like have like the, so then like all the girls like kind of like join and it becomes like this full like, the girls that they have crushes on like join and they're like the cool girls, very that. And it's kind of like a coming of age
that's
movie.
So cute.
That's really funny. And it's really like the things that they wrote in it were just like so ridiculous. I haven't heard things like that in a movie. And I'm like, in a long time, almost like old school humor that's like almost not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like they were funny as fuck in the 90s and the 2000s. Where now if you see that, you're like,
it doesn't age well.
Yeah, it doesn't age as well. That was kind of how the humor was in this.
Oh my God.
Where I was like, I can't. I believe they just said that.
Wow.
But the whole theater is like cracking up because it's funny. But it was just very like, kind of like, whoa, like this is insane. But it was very ridiculous. It was really funny. I was like, I'll tell Laura about it. I'll tell you guys about it. If you want to see like a funny movie, like coming of age, women's high school fight club, Bottoms.
Go see it.
It's
in theaters?
So it's in theaters. It just came out in theaters. And honestly, it's been really busy. Like I was trying to see it the week before because you know, I want to see a movie by myself. This one I didn't watch by myself, but I've been on a mission. I'm like, I'm gonna go to movies by myself. I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna be cool. I haven't done it yet, but I will get there eventually. And so it's been like really packed, but finally I was able to go see it and it was fucking hilarious. Oh my God. I'm a big movie guy. Like, I love going to movies. So even like as a peak, I'm just like, oh, I can go to the movies.
I love that. That's a good peak. Mm-hmm.
It's like fun. Peak. Like I love it doing it. I started playing a new video game. I've just been doing nerdy things while Laura's gone.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. That's like my happy stuff though.
Me too. It's like I'm happy doing it.
Coloring, doing puzzles, yeah. Doing my little fuse beads, watching a TV show. Like that's like my happy place.
It's
like
your
that's,
peace.
That's whenever I find the most joy out of life.
Like it's truly. Also, it's nice to unwind. Like I feel like I feel very unwinded when I get to go to the movies or I get to play a video game. I'm not on my phone. Like I'm literally so checked out because I'm focused on what's going on.
Do you want to know what my, so since I was gone to Italy for a week, you know, every end of the week, it updates me on my average screen time that week.
Yes.
Do you want to know what my screen time was while I was in Italy?
What?
An hour and 20 minutes a day.
No.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it.
That's amazing.
On the plane, I literally tapped Ty's shoulder and showed him because I was so shocked. Yeah.
You were just living.
I was living. I was truly living. Like
out of your phone.
And like I used my content phone to get content. I wasn't even on my phone. Like, you know what I mean? Like just being on it. I just like would truly like not on my phone at all.
My screen time last week was horrific.
Tell it.
It was horrible.
Expose yourself.
But the thing is, in my defense, I have a crush on a guy. So,
is it the same guy?
Yeah.
God damn it! You're still talking to him?
Much less.
Okay.
Much less. But like that newly started the like much less thing has more of a newly started.
Okay.
I still was talking to him a lot last week.
Okay.
Yeah, I was.
Well, to be fair, I was out of town.
Exactly. So. And honestly, I was lonely.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? I need attention.
Me and Manny keep each other very occupied. We do.
No, but I was like, you know, I was just kind of bored. So I was just kind of like talking to more people than usual anyway. But my screen time was 8 hours and 45 minutes a day was my average.
I don't know if I've ever had that high.
I don't think I've ever had that high ever.
It's a
either.
Record. That's a record. My that's a niece, record for that's me. Her. That's like her normal.
It's because I'm a high schooler.
You're a high schooler. I'm a fucking
college student.
God damn.
It's because I'm so young. I'm still like, that's as if I'm in high school.
You are. You are.
I look like I should be in college.
You should be. That is
but
crazy.
It was a record high for me. I've never been on it like that long. But I remember thinking like,
You need to go to Italy.
That's a little shocking for me.
I think
well.
You need to book a single trip. Even like just a meet trip.
I've always just like kind of also wanted to do like a single trip. I mean like I'm trying to do things more like independently, like go to movies by myself. And like I've gone to eat by myself and stuff like that. And like I want to be comfortable doing things. And the idea of traveling by myself, like it scares me so much. But I think that would be very like therapeutic in a way
definitely.
Well. But I'm scared of the
aspect
of doing it.
You could do like an easier trip too. And that way.
I don't think I'd go to Pisitano.
That's like crazy. Maybe go to Palm Springs.
Yeah, something like super guy, chill. Or
drive
Hawaii.
Down there. Oh, Hawaii.
You know, like doing something like chill by myself. I feel like it'd be really therapeutic.
I think so too.
You know, maybe I'll do it.
Well, my peak this week is, I meant to mention this weeks ago, and because we pre-film, I just didn't line the dates up. But anyways, we launched a bath line with Minimal LA, and I talked about this forever on the podcast. Do you remember? I was like,
yes.
Oh my God, we have something coming.
Yes, it's like, this was the thing, you guys.
This was really the
finally,
thing.
Finally, and the same thing, when I was telling you, I was like, dude, it smells so fucking good.
Do you know what's so crazy? So we actually completely developed the body line. We have with Minimal LA, we have a new body wash, we have a new body moisturizer, and a new body scrub. It's like a trio set. You can get it as a bundle. Oh. And we were originally supposed to come out with that first, but we did the body because we created that first.
Yeah.
And that came into our warehouse first and was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But we were also creating, not at the same time, but after we finished like the production, like not the production, but the creation of that for it to go into production, we started on the body oil.
Uh-huh.
And the body oil was finished. So I was like, we have to launch the body oil first for summer.
Because it's summertime, you have to do it.
Because it makes the most sense.
You
I was
have
like,
to do it.
We can't just launch this body line and then a week later throw in the body oil. I was like, I worked too fucking hard to like lump these together.
Exactly.
And, like these projects were way too expensive for that. I mean,
that
to be
too.
Honest as well, just to like throw them in together. So we've officially launched our body line. We have the body scrub, we have the body moisturizer, and the body wash is vanilla coconut scent. It doesn't just smell like vanilla. It's not just like this.
No, it's stunning,
basic
you guys.
Vanilla.
It's like the beach.
Yeah.
To me, it gives me like
beachy.
Beach vibes.
Mm-hmm. It's the coconut.
It's the coconut, but also like I love vanilla in that aspect. So I love a vanilla coconut.
Oh, it's delicious.
Fragrance. It's beachy, but warm, like a warm beach, like a very like
If you guys want to see it in action, I use it in my vlog channel on my, I believe it's my birthday vlog that I use it. I did like a little shower routine. I'm going to be doing some stuff on my main channel with it, of course, but I'm so excited about it. The scrub is better to, if you want like a more intense scrub, use it on like dry skin. Like whenever you get in the shower and you're not soaked yet, you could use it for a more intense scrub and then wash it off. But if you want a little less, it does lather up too, but if you want a little less intensive exfoliant, then get wet first and then use it, and it just leaves you smelling so yummy. And then the body wash is like gel based, so it's like a gel. It gets really foamy too.
I love a foamy.
It's a good foamy body wash. And then we have the body moisturizer for whenever you get out of the shower to lather up in. It's so good.
I love the moisturizer. I've used everything so far, but the moisturizer I really like a lot because it melts in really fast. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make you feel greasy. It feels like such a good, lightweight, heavy-duty moisturizing body cream.
Thank you. You have a discount code.
I sure do. Use code Manny MUA.
You guys can save money.
Not on bundles.
Not on bundles. Throws people for a loop on bundles, both right? of our site.
Because the same with mine. Like you cannot use my affiliates on bundles because it's like the discounts are way too high for it to even work. Mm-hmm. But on individuals, you can definitely use my code on Minima LA and use Laura's code on Lunar Beauty.
Yeah, please.
It's cool. I love the little cross like promotion. It's so cute. But you guys, they are slay. They really are fucking incredible. And like you honestly slayed the body line.
Thank you.
Do you ever get nervous creating SKUs that you haven't created before?
Yes, because they always, like every time I've done this in makeup as well, anytime you do something that you haven't done before, it moves slower.
Yeah, of course.
Because people aren't accustomed to it.
And they don't know if they can trust it.
Yeah, they don't know if they trust it yet. Mm-hmm. So it's something you have to work way harder at. Like, for instance, if we come out with an eyeshadow palette or a liquid lipstick, a gloss, it's a no-brainer.
It's going to move.
But like, if we get tricky with it, come out with powders or just like anything, right? That's different. That you haven't really done before, it always moves slower because people had to get accustomed to it. They had to start, you know, investigating trust. Reviews.
It's really important for the
check
trust.
Out what other people think about it, like see other people use it. Like you got to build their trust on it. So I knew this going into this body line, like it was new for us, but over time our body oil has moved beautifully.
Oh, I love it.
Which I know are, I feel like I haven't even had time to like talk about our, you know, the scrub and the lotion.
You haven't because you've been gone and you've been so busy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I even took like the full set with me to Italy for the boat day. We literally brought it on the boat with us and our boat driver was so cute. He was only 29, was a young guy. His name was Fernando. Mm-hmm. And we showed it to him because he was like, we were like taking pictures. He was like, what is that? We're like, this is our brand. Da, da, da. And he literally was like, let me drive you to the most iconic rocks and you guys should take pictures of it there. Like he even drove us to a certain spot to take brand photos and we gave him all of it because we have it, right. You know, we just took it for content.
Yes.
He has a girlfriend since high school.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know. So we said, give it to her. We're like, give it to her. So she's girl in Italy. She's got the Minimale, honey. So I love it. I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited to get to talk to you guys about it. I know Full Fam has supported my brand so much and I appreciate that. So.
They're the best. Like honestly, you guys, to see your guys' support on both our brands, it's like actually insane and crazy, and we feel so blessed.
We do.
And so happy about it. So thank you from the bottom of our heart. And like even when they supported like the Full Fantasy collection, like y'all like incredible. Really fucking slayed for us and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's starting also to get to a low stock.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Baby, so. It's dwindling.
Yep. It's dwindling.
It is
down.
Dwindling down. So it's like, okay, well that once that's gone, it's gone.
Yep. That's that. So
but it's been amazing. We love you guys.
We love you guys. Thank you. And now we'll jump in. So let's talk about some of these makeup brands.
Let's dive in.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail. Mm-mm.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Okay, so let's get into this. So we're going to do a little deep dive on each brand, like what we think could have gone awry, what could have gone down. This is obviously all of our speculation, all our opinion. This is just like it's our podcast. Like, we're just gonna say what we personally think what could have gone down. But the first one we have is Becca.
Becca Cosmetics. Initially, when they did announce her closing, I was surprised.
I was gagged.
Like, I wasn't.
I wasn't. Honestly, Becca has been such a staple iconic brand for so long in Sephora and so many aspects that I was like honestly really surprised.
They had investors, right? Like, they were a bought brand.
Yes, they were not just like singularly themselves. Okay. But the thing is with Becca, I felt like their main shining thing was their highlighters.
Champagne Pop.
Well, and honestly, well, to be honest, Champagne Pop. Opal was amazing.
That's the Moonstone. Reason Jaclyn collabed with them because she used their highlighters. And like everybody used, they have Moonstone and Opal.
So many popular.
And they were the highlighter. So then when it came time for them to work with an influencer, they created a highlighter collection. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that, like, obviously Champagne Pop was so big and it became like this massive, massive selling highlighter in Sephora was like one of their top selling things, and Becca obviously was like riding that wave for as long as they could, and they kept trying to do champagne things like liquid champagne pop, champagne pop highlighter, Prosecco pop duos. Like, they started doing all these things to like really run Champagne Pop into the ground. And I think that because they focused so much on that, I feel like it kind of took away from their branding on everything else.
Like, people didn't trust anything else for the brand because it seemed like that's all the brand cared about. I remember there was even like liquid highlighters and primers and like everything was Champagne Pop.
And the thing is, they had so many good products that were really good quality, but I think because they focused so much on that, it took away from their brand identity.
I remember they also came out with a lot of weird products at that time after Champagne Pop. I remember there was like a wet aqua powder. The primer?
That was clear.
The clear.
They came out with just like things that were
risky
that were supposed to be, you know, innovative, and that was like kind of the point.
Yeah.
But sometimes innovation can really lead into mess.
Yeah.
And I think that when they came out with the like no color foundation.
That's what it was.
Zero color foundation.
It was Diva. Really just them.
A primer.
It was a primer, and they wanted to call it something quirky to get people's attention, and it did, but it just got all such horrible reviews, and it was like the wet powder to say your makeup.
The wet powder was horrific. It was one of my least favorite products I've ever used. It literally oxidized you so horribly.
It like hurt the brand's reputation, I feel.
I think so too. I think that a lot of those things happen. I think that, so as time with that, like when you start to lose that kind of brand trust, I think that's a huge part of why brands can go under and why things can happen with brands, is that once the brand trust is lost and you lose that consumer base, then it's like, well, what's the point? Like, if you're not creating products that are actually good, actually worth it, something that you can actually feel like they put their time into,
right?
Why buy from them?
Yeah.
You know, and they had staple things that were incredible, like the under eye brighteners. And let's talk about how the fact that Smashbox actually took some of their products under their wing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can like, Smashbox had taken over some of Becca's stuff. Like, you can literally get, like, through Smashbox's website, you can get Becca stuff. And on the Smashbox gondola, you can see like
that means
Becca
they're owned by
brighteners.
The same company.
You think it's an Estee thing?
It's an Estee thing.
I think that's Smashbox an Estee is owned by Estee. But yeah, Smashbox has taken over some of like the Becca things, and they're now under like the Smashbox umbrella, like under iBrightner.
Should bring us to Estee Edit.
Estee Edit. Going right into Estee Edit.
Kendall Jenner was the face of that brand.
She was the face of it. There was like another face of it too, but Kendall was like the most prominent face of it. The thing with Estee Edit, I think that they were trying to be like the young Estee Lauder. To me, like their whole point of that was trying to be the young version of what Estee Lauder is. But the thing is, it looked not really well done.
Also, Kendall Jenner, you pick someone, yes, very influential, yes, very popular, but has nothing to do with makeup.
And also, like, no one really knows anything or care about her like that.
Not like that. Not like that. Now, if Kylie was the face of it, I think it would have been much different because she was, like, known for a makeup girl, like, being a glam girl and, like, the full beat. So I think it would have made a lot more sense. Whereas, like, this was just, like, a model being the face of something.
Yes, a popular model.
It wasn't influential to get people to buy the product. And I remember their color stories were always very chaotic and bright because they were trying to reach that younger audience. But really, even in 2016, you had to have a mixture where there was like pops wearable. Of color, but there also had to be wearable stuff in there too.
It also just didn't make a lot of sense when you had Estee Edit, like this branch off of a humongous conglomerate like Estee Lauder. And the Estee Edit branch off is like this like blue and silver packaging, and it just like didn't really flow. And I remember there was like this one palette that came out that had like, they're like highlighters, but like they were zigzag inside the packaging. And I was like, what is going on?
So they just not had, like, user-friendly. These,
like, it wasn't like very user-friendly. It wasn't very interesting to really see and seek out. Like they could have done so much more with it, but I don't think that a lot of times, in my opinion, if you are a brand that creates a sub brand for the younger audience, it doesn't like work a lot of
the
times.
A lot of the times it doesn't work.
Glossier Play.
Morphe 2. Estee Edit.
Like there's, I just don't think that it really is the best move to try to use that likeness that you already have, that branding that you already have, to create a sub brand of it, to be like, oh, well, this is our young version of it. It's like, girl, or just have the company create a whole new brand that's just young.
Call it something else.
Call it completely different. Why even attach it to you?
Yeah.
Like why attach it? Like there's no point, because honestly, all those brands have low key been fails and flops.
Wow, I feel like sub brands is not a good thing.
Not if it's anything after your own name. Because what's the point? Why not just come out with your own thing and have a different line of it?
Like, makes more sense.
Like the Hangover RX line from Too Faced.
Oh, yeah.
The Soleil line from Too Faced. Like, that's still part of Too Faced, but they're different entities.
And it's like still under
Benefit, the professional
Norvina
line.
Norvina under ABH.
Another example. Where's that at? Where's Norvina?
Actually, that is a great question.
I think.
Do they still do the Norvina line?
I don't think so. I haven't seen Norvina stuff in a long time. That could be another one that's like, again, some brand that's not there anymore.
You're so right.
That's kind of wild, actually. You're so freaking right. Norvina stuff. I haven't seen that. But the products were really good. But
let's
sub-brand.
Talk a little bit about the next one on the list is Makeup Geek. Now, I have a question. Is Makeup Geek officially not a brand anymore?
Makeup Geek Cosmetics is no longer, like, they do not do makeup anymore.
Period. Okay.
They're not. Obviously, I have a special place in my heart with Makeup Geek. I did a collaboration with Makeup Geek with Marlena, and it was like a very successful collaboration. It's still like something that people tag me in to this day of our palette, and it was such a wonderful experience, and I loved it. I loved doing the collaboration. And you know, so the whole thing with Makeup Geek, Marlena Stell had a very successful YouTube channel.
Yep.
She had a brand, and she was like
one of the first ever
influencers
to create a makeup brand.
That had a brand, and it was so successful and so well done, and the products slayed, and it was really nice to see an influencer that had products that were really good.
Yeah, and it was cool because it was like an influencer that would work with influencers.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like an influencer having influencers' backs, because the thing is, all her products were affiliated, and me, including everyone, were, it was kind of like Link. Morphe in the way. Yeah, everybody was affiliated with Makeup Geek, and her stuff sold incredibly well.
It was, and the thing is, like, the products are really, really well made. So, like, people actually loved Makeup Geek and they liked their product and their quality. She did a collaboration with me, she did a collaboration with Kathleen Lights. They did a highlighter palette together. That was very successful. I think that when you start to get into the trajectory of what could have, I don't know necessarily went wrong, but I think the collaboration that fell through with Jacqueline did play a big part in things kind of going awry for Makeup Geek in some capacity, you know, because if things were ordered, that's like, as Marlena says, like things were ordered and things had already been happened. And, you know, that's a bit, you know how a PO works. Maybe you know exactly how a PO, a product order goes, a PO placement, like you have to pay all that stuff money, like at least like half of it up front for all the products, all the, like, everything to be made for the raws for it.
And then you have to pay the other half for it to be delivered.
Yeah. once it's already done.
You have to pay it in full before it can launch.
Mm-hmm. So you guys, do you know how fucking hard that is as an indie brand?
Yeah.
To pay that kind of money. So I think that when that happened, they lost a lot of money and the collaboration never ended up happening. And I think that, you know, that Marlena did the best that she could to recover and sell like those shades individually or in palettes or whatever it might be. But I think that from there, that was a very hard thing for them to potentially recover from. And then on COVID on top of it.
Yeah.
So I think that plus COVID, plus just in general, like branding, you know, potential marketing, just like not being what they wanted it to be, is what started to like have the downslope of Makeup Geek.
I did not realize they were no longer a brand at all, period.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's like, Marlena's like, she's an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
She will always, like, she will make something happen. She will get a job. Like, she will not get a job. She will get make a brand.
Yeah.
And she will do something with it. Like, she was always that person. So she's definitely working on her own thing, separate projects, separate brands. And she, I think, has a new brand and everything.
Okay.
I don't know a ton about it. You know, me and Marlene obviously aren't as close as we once were.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, from a distance, I'm always like, oh, just checking in, seeing how she's doing and everything's going good.
Love that.
But yeah, no, like, I think that that was a big thing, especially COVID. Like, dude, like a lot of brands, I feel like really...
That was
got wrecked.
Isn't that Winbecca? Not Winbecca. I think that might be Winbecca. Like a lot of it was Winbecca shut down with
a lot
COVID.
I think you're right. Actually,
it was.
I think a lot of brands
and they
like,
said
felt the
it was because of COVID.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them felt the heat from that. So I think that was like a big part of it, but also like now the collaboration and you know things like that that had transpired. But
yeah.
Overall, that was Makeup Geek was great. They were, had such great product.
Yeah,
that's a missed one.
That definitely
great eyeliners, great brown.
They were in Target for a little bit too. I remember seeing.
Do you think that could also be a big reason why? Because you know when you're in a big store like that,
they can crush it. They can crush you. I don't know what it's like working with Target like in that capacity.
Same,
but I know
I did see them in Target too.
Yeah, I remember that, and I was like pretty excited to see them in there because they have really good quality products.
Mm-hmm.
Our next one on the list is BH Cosmetics. Personally, what I think shuts them down is Morphe.
Oh my God, I think you're right.
Morphe literally was the same brand. They just worked with influencers at a better capacity. And I think they wiped them out of the game. And then I think BH Cosmetics dumped a ton of money into collabs with, I think Doja Cat was one.
They don't actually collab with tons of people.
With tons of people, but these big celebrities.
Daisy Marquez.
And I think they had to cut these massive checks to these celebrities. Because what it wasn't Iggy. It was like Doja and a few more
celebrities.
It was Iggy, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. So like there was like, and I know that these were like one-offs where they were probably cutting them like $1 million checks to use
something
their
crazy.
Like crazy. And I know those collections didn't do anything because I did not see or hear a word about it. And I think it crushed them. I think
so too. I think they were trying to do the thing where like, you know, they see the brands collab and they see all these things and they're like, oh my God, look at these collaborations helping the brands kind of get out there more because the celebrities posting it or something's going on. But I didn't really even see like the celebrities endorsing.
The celebrities didn't endorse it because the problem is they cut them fat checks, and so the celebrities were like, yeah, you get to use my name and face, but I'm not gonna sit here and do tutorials and you're not gonna see me using it and wearing it and promoting it. I got the check for you using my face.
Exactly.
So then the brand doesn't actually get any promotion because it's not enough just to throw somebody's face on a product. It's not anymore. You can't do that. The person has to actually endorse the product.
Endorse it. And also like, they have to have their own like connection with their audience in some capacity. Like remember when I saw the Doja Cat collection come out, I literally was like, this is the collection?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You know.
Like, I was very confused. It did not seem like Doja Cat vibes to me whatsoever. I was very surprised. And I was like, I feel like this is more so for her, more of a cash grab, and for BH just to be like, oh, look what we're working with Doja Cat.
I feel like they got pummeled by Morphe. They try to make a comeback by actually collabing with really relevant people that had big numbers,
big followings,
but they probably paid them a lump sum versus making them work off royalty. And honey, when you do collabs like me and Manny have, where you work off the palettes you sell, like you make money off what you sell versus just here's a cut of check. You sell that product differently.
You sell it.
And like, celebrities are never going to do that because they don't have to.
They don't care.
They're never going to just be like, oh yeah, I'll take royalty. They won't. They want
the check.
They want the fact check and then they don't want anything to do with it because it's easier. That's way easier.
They probably have their obligations. They're like, okay, I have to post my two times.
Yep.
My two little posts I have to post and then that's it. So I think that when you, like BH for example, when that happened, I think that one, I also feel like they didn't evolve.
Yeah.
BH in general, like I feel like they didn't really give me evolution vibes. Like, we're going to evolve with the brand, evolve with the times. Didn't get that vibe from them whatsoever. But I think that when you shovel out this much money to do these big conglomerations, but not make enough in return, that's how brand gets destroyed.
It is.
And it's like a risk. Obviously
it's a big risk.
It's a big risk. And sadly the risk like for BH didn't pay off in that moment because mm-hmm. they were not getting the return that because the thing is, you know, if the collabs were super successful, they'd still be here.
Yeah.
If they made them crazy money that they expected.
It was like one of those things that made or break them. You know, it's like going to make them or break them, and it broke them. I believe it did anyways.
So do I. This is our conspiracy, by the way. Again, alleged.
Alleged. Clarisonic.
That one gagged me when they went out of business.
Chris Clarisonic had been around for how long? Like, dude, that one had a long run.
A gazillion years.
A gazillion years.
Clarisonic, you guys, was a brand that had, like, these facial cleansers. But do you know what I think it was? More brands started coming out with facial cleansers. That's what I,
for way cheaper.
For way cheaper, like the Michael Todd one.
It was, like, $130 for one. Oh, my God. And so you could go on Amazon and get the exact same thing for $20.
I literally think that that's what it was. So like, obviously, like I've felt the other cleansers in comparison to Clarisonic. Clarisonic still was like my favorite one because it was more of a sonic pulse rather than like a swishing ball. But when you had all these other brands that came out with things that essentially kind of did something similar for a
fraction
of the cost, people are gonna start to buy those things, especially when you don't have coin like that.
Honestly, I probably wouldn't spend like $100. I don't know. Actually, I probably would. I've definitely spent high dollar. But you know, if you don't have, and the amount of people that don't have $150 to buy on a face brush, they're obviously going to go towards
the $20
one that ships in 2 days on Amazon. You know what I mean? There's a gnat in here, and it keeps circulating.
It's circling me. I saw it circling you earlier, dude.
What's it? It's literally going like this. All around your head in circles.
Like it's gonna fucking be caught in the fucking camera.
It's driving me crazy because I look at you.
Tell me, so I can be like,
oh, it's just like behind your head, just going.
This fucking gnat, dude. I know.
It's probably gonna get me soon.
Do you know what I think too? Like with Clarisonic, you had to continuously buy the brush heads.
Oh,
that was an extra $25 every brush head that you would buy. So it's like it's not like that's something you had to keep really investing in for it to continuously work the way it.
The brand Vanity Planet?
Yes.
Girl, I think they wiped out, and Michael Todd.
That's what I'm saying. Michael Todd and Vanity Planet, brands, I think they wiped out
Clarisonic.
Because those became, and the thing is, those brands started working with influencers and giving them codes, and
Clarisonic sent them out, but
they were stingy in the way of like, they didn't work with no influencers.
You have two choices, evolve or die. As a brand, you have two choices.
And that is just what it is.
And they didn't evolve. They should have said, okay, our brushes are being duped. Let's create new skincare products that aren't out yet. New skincare tools that aren't out yet.
What they should have done is created a version that was way inexpensive, a $50 version.
Yeah, and combated it. Well, no one would have ever bought their $150 version again.
But then look at the brands not here anymore.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like, it could have been worth getting
new tools that other brands didn't have and then dropped the
really
price.
Really dived into the new tools, like a facial steamer. Like those ones, Clarisonic could have created one of those. They could have done so much.
Yep.
They could have created, they did have a cleanser. Like they had like, they were coming out with skincare products around it, but like they were, skincare products around Clarisonic were not like.
Not it. No. Not, that wasn't their strong selling point.
No, it was the tools.
Damn spin brush.
It was a fucking spin brush. The pulsing,
the hundred pulse, brush. The $100 pulsing.
And I went to Sephora and I would sell Clarisonic.
Well, they were so sought after for a while.
Dude, they were the thing.
They were the thing. You got it. You got it right there. It's on your pinky. It had to die. Sick.
But what if that was a mosquito?
Oh, that was a gnat. I see. Ew. I know mosquitoes.
Laura, I literally just crushed the mosquito. Okay, what's our next one?
Item Beauty.
R.I.P.
I feel like that one was a choice because I feel like that brand actually did so good in Sephora. Like, I think Addison went through that drama with her family. She got offline.
I do too.
And I think she was like,
I feel like with Item though, like every time I would see it in Sephora, like I didn't see things sold out.
Their glosses, everybody and their freaking mom were using.
Loved the oils. They loved the lip oils. But the thing is, but what about all the other products? What about the concealer? Did you use the concealer? Did you use the blushes?
Like blushes were good.
Blushes were good, but did you constantly use them? Like, or is it a brand that you went to for a product other than the lip oils?
I feel like if Addison like had stayed online, because she like walked away from it all after her family's drama. Mm-hmm. I feel like if she would have stayed online and kept creating product and kept really endorsing it and pushing it.
Kept going.
I think it could have kept going.
Also, Item Beauty is Addison Rae's, was it her brand? But the thing is, she didn't like do it. It was Ipsy.
Ipsy did the brand.
Who created Item Beauty. And so that was like kind of like their, it was one of their umbrella brands. Like it was underneath them. And so it was in Sephora. Like it was doing good.
It was.
But I think that because like when the brand the face of the brand
goes away,
no really talking about the brand, then it's going to start to sink.
Yeah. That is like a double-edged sword when it comes to working with influencers, which normally there's like a contractual thing where, you know, you have to.
Absolutely. But you know, she literally didn't give a fuck. No. After what happened with her family, the trauma that she had to deal with her parents. Which I'm
curious as to like where that's at now.
I want
to
know as well, actually. Now that we're talking
like,
about
it. Like, what is her craziest dad doing? I saw
recently, what I want to know is about the dad, because I know that like recently Addison went to like Hawaii with her mom and like with the family. So I know the mom relationship is still great. That's great. I haven't seen Addison once with her dad.
Girl.
Honestly, who would want to be around
her? He's probably out in the streets. He's in the streets.
He's literally in the fucking streets right now. Mm-mm. On OF.
He gives me gross vibes.
He gives me such
gross vibes.
Such gross vibes. It actually is shocking. God bless
her for that. Because listen, I didn't have the greatest relationship with my father, but I can tell you this. Thank God it wasn't strode across the internet. Like just stringed across the internet. Because Jesus, I can't even imagine. Bless her this heart, woman.
And bless you, Sherry. Bless her. Yes.
Because she don't deserve that.
None of them deserve that. I agree. I think that was a huge reason as to why Item kind of tanked, because Addison was nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
The brand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Next is Dragon Beauty.
I feel the same thing.
Yeah. I feel like it's the exact same thing. Because Nikita had that brand going for a minute. Like, she had some strong products. Like, everybody was using her under eye powders.
Maybe the heart powders.
Everyone and their mom. And then I had a lip liner from them. They were so every big. Day. They were so big.
Mm-hmm.
I used every day. So Nikita had some really big, strong product. I think it was like
the color correctors.
Everyone.
That was like iconic.
And honestly, I was like, will color correctors do good? And they did so good.
They slid.
Anyone that was using a color corrector was using Dragon Beauty.
Because it dried down like a lipstick.
It did. It was fabulous. Mm-hmm.
And so I think that with that one, I think it's the same thing. Nikita had went away for a while. And I think that she just kind of lost the passion for it.
Uh-huh.
In my opinion, like that's what I gathered from it. Where it's like, I think that she saw it as like I'm a beauty guru. I have to create a makeup line. Because
she did do like more makeup-y stuff. When she came out with Dragon exactly. Beauty, she was more in the makeup world.
Exactly. And now that she like no longer is doing that and she kind of like left that behind, she I think essentially left Dragon with it.
Yeah.
Or that didn't come along with her in her next journey of life.
Do you think she'll bring it back?
I don't actually.
I don't think she will either.
I really don't. I think that when you have a brand, it's just very hard. It's very hard to do. And like if you don't have people helping you along the way, then like how is it going to get done?
Yeah.
You know, if she's busy as hell, like I know I can get busy as hell. And if I didn't have like my parents helping me, like I don't know how I would be able to even get a lot of things I do with Lunar. I'm sure like you feel that with Tyler and like your girls.
It's a full-time job.
It's a full-time job. So it's like, how could you do that?
Man, I will say like even with my own brand, now that we're talking about brands, like even Laura Los Angeles, it's so hard for me to create with them because we're creating so much with Minim.
Exactly.
And putting so much money into Minim. So, and it's time. Yeah.
How can you do both at the same time? It's like, it's freaking impossible.
Freaking impossible.
There's just no way. There's literally just no way. Next one.
KKW Beauty.
Oh, diva. So I feel like with KKW, I think that wasn't there issues with like the actual behind the scenes of KKW Beauty?
Yes.
It wasn't that it wasn't selling actually. It was that there was issues with like the ownership slash like name potentially.
Yeah. So they had sold a percentage off to Coty, as did Kylie Cosmetics. And through the grapevine, this is alleged, but allegedly Kim and Kylie are trying to buy their brands back from Coty because they don't love what happened with them once they got in with Coty. I think Kim can sell anything she creates.
Me too. People, the thing is, like, Kim is was so known for also like the lipsticks, like with the lipsticks and the lip liners. Like, people loved the KKW lipsticks and lip liners. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something I still see to this day, that people are like, I miss those lip liners. I miss those things. So I think that it was doing well. I think that was actually more behind the scenes.
I do too. I don't think it was like, we're not selling products.
I
didn't get that vibe from Kim's, because I saw a lot of people using KKW. Me too,
like the under eye brightening powders.
And then she said, we're rebranding. She didn't say we're shutting this brand down. She said, we're rebranding. And then allegedly she's buying the brand back from Coty, and so is Kylie.
I wonder if it's ever gonna come back. Like,
I know.
Do you think KKW Beauty will come back?
I feel like Skims did way more than she ever anticipated.
I made her way more money than KKW.
Girl, I know. I think KKW is a drop, and KK Fragrance, I think they're both drops in the bucket compared to what Skims did for her.
Yep.
And like, as a true entrepreneur, you have to go which way the wind blows. You do.
100%. That's just what the reality is.
She figured out what worked and she went that direction. Now, that's not to say it won't ever come back, but I think she's got the skin now. Kim's skin.
Yes.
And Skims. And so I think those are her two main priorities.
And she still has the fragrances, doesn't she? Are those gone?
KKW Fragrance. Last time I checked, like, things were clearanced out on the website, and nothing new has launched.
Mm-hmm. So then that one is
that
is
one
disappearing
too.
As well.
That one too.
But again, like you were saying, into entrepreneurial.
I think
form.
The website's gone. Let's see the Instagram. Took it down. They took it down. Look, there's zero followers. And if you click the link to the website, it takes you to her skincare line. So that's gone too.
So maybe she. Oh, you know what? I think that the skincare line's Instagram took over.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. They just
Instagram
flipped it. So they just got rid of KKW Fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So that's another one. So, like, honestly, I feel like Kim's smart. That's how she's able to build her way up to where she's at. You go with what works. And
exactly. But you can try. You can keep
throwing
spaghetti at the wall.
Yeah, she's tried multiple things. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not that I necessarily think that those brands were flops. I just don't, because the amount
they
of
didn't
people.
Hit that.
Do you remember when Kim came out with a fragrance with her body?
Girl.
Everybody.
And you know the fragrances did slay.
Like, I they know did they good. Did. And I think Skims is going to be really like good. A billion-dollar brand. And so she's like, we're going that direction.
We're
not spending all of our time with this other stuff.
Also, when you're busy like that, you know that she's like
you have to pick and choose.
You have to pick and choose. You can't like do your. You can't use your time like that. Like, that's not how it works.
And that's kind of like
you only have so much
time.
How
I have felt with Lauralee Los Angeles and Minim. Like, you know, I've had Lauralee Los Angeles since 2017, and it's done so great. Our collab killed it, did so great. And now I've put so much time in the middle. There's only so much you can possibly do.
Exactly. So right now the focus obviously is going to be on Minim.
Uh-huh.
When that's like where the projects are going and that's what you've been doing. So it's like, it's okay to be like, you know what? Lauralee Los Angeles, chill for a sec.
Yeah.
Let me focus on fucking Minim right now.
Because we're launching.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's too hard to like be able to try to, because even with like, the makeup line, you can still only do like what, 4 launches a year?
Yeah.
And even that is still like insane. So much time, so much energy, so much effort gets put into that.
Incredible.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
And you have 2. I don't know how the fuck. And a podcast.
It's not good
and
vibes.
And a full-time social media influencer.
It's not good vibes.
It's just not mentally well.
And our last one is just Morphe's bankruptcy, which we kind of talked about
recently.
You know
what? What about OCC?
Oh, you're right. You're right. We did have that. OCC. Obsessive Compulsive Cosmetics.
Dude, I remember that shit.
The IMATS days.
IMATS days.
You would wait in line forever to get something.
The lip tars. The lip tar.
The lip tars.
They had lip liners and they had lip tars. And they had like other like products, but they were known for their liquid lipsticks. But their lipsticks did not dry matte.
Mm-mm. They were so cool.
That's what they're known for. So OCC was like a very big like brand back in the day, and they were in Sephora. I think
they were.
That it was being in a conglomerate like that that
took them out. You think Sephora took them out?
I do. I think Sephora like took them out.
Well,
but, like,
Sephora
I think
that, will crush you.
It will crush you if you
try to keep up with their demands and you're not able to do it. Like for instance, Sephora is going to ask for X, Y, and Z, and if you don't do that, you have to get out of Sephora. If you do it, it's a huge risk and you could lose it all.
Financial risk.
And a lot of brands risk it all to stay in Sephora and try to make the dream come alive. And it's a risk. And a lot of times it doesn't pay out.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that I'm sure it's different now in comparison because OCC went out like years and years ago.
Do you know another brand that shut down too? Bite Beauty.
Holy shit.
Remember that?
Dude, and Bite had some iconic
things. Girl, their lip products were bomb.
Like their lip, like the lip mask.
It was
the
interesting. Agave lip mask. They did like this brand trip to New York with a couple influencers, and then it was like a month later they were like, "We're closing the brand."
Are the stores closed?
I don't know.
Because you know how they had like the Bite Beauty they stores announced. You can make.
Yeah, I think they closed everything.
Wait, Laura, look it up. I'm kind of curious. But Bite Beauty, another brand that was very big in Sephora, huge, had a lot of people that loved it. They had lipsticks. They were known to kind of be a brand that had like really good ingredients in like the lipsticks and really, really high quality, really, really well made. Just overall, very good.
It looks quality. Like they're selling some of their stuff on Amazon now. And okay. That might be I think that might be them just getting rid of stuff still.
Mm-hmm.
Getting rid of product. But
I don't hear anything about Bite. Mm-hmm. That's one brand I definitely like. I didn't even, I'm shocked even if I can remember that shit. Like, I have no idea. Do they even have a section in Sephora anymore? Probably
no,
not.
No.
I don't see them.
Look, Allure magazine in 2022, Bite Beauty is going out of business. Yeah, so it's just like...
Bites is another one. Yeah. Bite bit the dust.
Their Instagram's gone, like all of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's another one. But yeah, I feel like it's hard when being a brand in Sephora, because the thing is, like, gondolas, for example, so expensive to be in, so intense, so hard. Like, they are so, you have to stock them. You have to pay for the returns when people are returning stuff, you have to pay for all that
like
stuff.
Yeah, like, if you return something to Sephora, that doesn't take anything out of Sephora's pocket. They just charge the brand at the end of the month for everything that was returned. That's why they allow returns the way that they do, because they're like, well, it's not our problem.
It's not coming out of our pocket. It doesn't come out of every brand's pocket.
Yeah, it comes out of the brand's
pocket. So that is just such a brutal, intense thing. Because the thing is, when you're a business that depends on, you know, so many other things, mm-hmm. if you're constantly getting stuff like that's returned, it's gonna really eat up at your pocket.
And they have a really loose return policy at Sephora. You can basically use a product for a while
and then return it. So it's like, people definitely abuse that system though.
Oh yeah, 1, they don't care. The only restriction I know Sephora has on it is like, if you do certain thousands of dollars of returns, they stop you. Like, if you can't return anymore to them.
Got it.
But it's like, once you've like returned thousands.
Yeah, you've already returned thousands of dollars of fucking product. So
they put a stop to it.
Yeah, I think that for me, like, that's what I think happened to OCC. I think that they were not getting like the marketing out of it, and like it wasn't becoming as successful, and they had to keep paying that money to Sephora, so they weren't able to keep up with the Joneses, essentially.
Yep.
And like, it got them. That's hard. So I think that's what it was, because once OCC left Sephora, like, it left fully.
Yeah,
because it wasn't like, it was like, oh, we're leaving Sephora, now we're independent. Like, I didn't see them
anywhere,
go like online or anything like that. It was literally,
I
kind of
forgot about them,
gone.
And that's so interesting, because I used to be so excited to wait in line at IMATS to get a crumb for a lip liner.
Yes, and the lip liners were
major.
That's so gag to me.
Okay, I want to list out really quick
when you did
like
your
a
live.
Rapid
Let's talk
fire.
About like when you did your live.
I did my live.
And you said, guys, what do you think about this idea?
And they said they love it. So they also listed some brands that they feel is like way less relevant
than they used to be.
So I'm just gonna rapid fire shoot them out.
Okay, and say what it is.
Stila.
100%.
100%.
I'm gonna say what we should do is like agree or disagree.
Yeah, agree or we'll disagree. Are they relevant or not?
Are they relevant or not? I think that they're not Stila. Relevant as they used to be.
Mm-mm. Remember they came out with those metallic eyeshadow paints?
That was their grace.
And their liner.
That was their saving grace.
And then they never evolved from that, mm-mm. So. Coastal Scents. I don't think that's a brand anymore. You remember them?
I think it's
another one that's gone.
That was very BH vibes.
Glam Glow. Oh, Everybody another, used to use Glam dude, Glow.
Glam Glow was the thing. I think they're still around.
They are, but not, not relevant. Nearly. Do you remember everybody had to use Super Mud?
Maybe the Super Mud.
It's so good. I still
loved,
use it.
I love the Thirsty Super Mud. I loved like that was like, you like when the I would blue feel one.
I still
hydrated.
Like the classic. I still use it all the time when I have breakouts. It's a game changer.
I got burned so bad from it once. Oh, that it I never used burn. It ever
since. Girl, it'll get you good.
It burned me once. I'm obsessed and I with never it. Use it again.
But it's I don't even know if they're in Sephora anymore. But Estee Lauder bought them. And so,
I mean, they got their check.
Yeah. Motives.
Motives. I'm gagged.
Desi, do you the Motives I think girlies? Desi gave me that one.
Desi. I love it. Okay. Do you remember when the Motives was like, they would do Motives trips with like the Motives
that
girls?
That was my first brand trip ever.
You're lying.
So the people who created shop.com, the wife created right. Motives, and they were like billionaires, okay? And so they have this mega yep. yacht in Miami, yep. and they worked with big, huge influencers, and they let all the big influencers pick one small influencer that they thought was gonna like blow up to come on the yacht, to come along. Mariam NYC picked me because she met me at Jen Gerard's house.
That's so fucking cute.
Yes, and that was my first.
That, is that how you guys met?
Yes.
Jen?
Yes.
Dude, what the
yes.
fuck?
Yes. And
that is
so
crazy.
She picked me and I went on the yacht and it's like the craziest thing
dude,
ever.
Dude, I remember
did.
Going to fucking Jen's house and hanging out with you and other creators there yes. too, with like Mariam, you and other creators.
It was like the hangout spot. And when we got on the yacht, there's like pictures of the two owners, RIP to the husband because he passed away recently.
Horrible.
I know. So sad. So sad because I know she was so in love with him. Yeah. Like, but with all these celebrities, literally Fat Joe was there just walking around. The boat was like slam full of like people. It was crazy. It was so
is
much fun.
Is it even
fun.
A brand anymore?
I don't think so.
I think that one's gone, Diva.
Marc Jacobs. They're gone too.
They're gone. But the thing is, I think that they're coming back.
They're coming back and I'm so excited because Marc Jacobs had some of our
baby,
favorite products.
Marc Jacobs beauty.
They killed it.
When they left us, I felt a hole.
In
my hole.
Yeah.
And I was devastated because they're
love
bronzer.
Marc Jacobs.
I still use their bronzer.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Don't even get me started.
Their little eyeshadow palettes were also their liners. No, their eyeliners.
No, the eyeliners were the gel liners, the gel creams.
The
insane.
They were the best liners.
The glosses, insane. Mm-hmm. Like the things that they did were incredible.
Cover effects, highlighter drops. I mean, Cover Effects.
Cover Effects in general.
In general, but do you remember their highlighter drops?
That was like the
thing. So popular.
They were like the thing with Cover Effects. So I think that a lot of drag queens and people with like, because you want the, oh no,
you're thinking of Dermablend. You're thinking of Dermablend.
I'm thinking about Dermablend.
Because the drops. But do you remember Cover Effects? You remember Cover Effects?
You guys, the Cover Effects powder used to be one of my favorite powders of all time. But what, like, they're still around, but. I don't see them doing anything.
I ain't seen them in a long time.
Because Cover Effects didn't have the foundation
really,
drops, right?
No. That was the highlighter drops. Blend. Do you remember they even came out with like the blue ones and the purple ones?
That were actually glitter. They were glitter drops.
They were glitter.
Damn, dude. So wait, why do you think that they're gone?
I think they didn't evolve past their drops. I think their drops peaked them and then they never were able to, which is
keep
hard to do.
It's hard
to do. Sigma Beauty.
Sigma used to be huge.
They used to be the Morphe.
They were the Morphe. But the thing is, Sigma, now they've like low-key, you know, they've like kind of rebranded.
They have.
And now they have like makeup.
Oh, I feel like they're coming back.
I feel like they're coming back too.
I do too.
And the thing is, or like, I feel like they're definitely more here.
They collab with Kristen.
With the brushes.
And it was a really good brush.
The thing is, Sigma was so huge until Morphe came.
Yeah, I feel like Morphe just tore
like
them up.
Wrecked Sigma low-key back then. And now I think Sigma has like definitely come into their own in the way of like we have a full line and not just brushes.
Yeah,
but it was hard because they were expensive brushes. They were good quality, but in comparison to Morphe,
so
ones,
expensive. And then Morphe's were like so
it was like
cheap.
MAC brushes, Sigma brushes, Morphe brushes.
And, but and then they were all the same quality, pretty much.
Literally.
I mean, Morphe had a couple flops in there, but
of
for the
course.
Most part,
but
you're paying
really good ones.
$3 for some brushes that I've used for 10 years.
Literally, like, I still have literally like some of the Morphe brushes I use all the time,
I use
and I'm like, girl,
time.
I've had this brush for 7 years and I'm still using it.
And it's still going.
It's still working.
Every now and again, you'd get one with a loose hair or whatever.
Oh,
but
yeah.
When you pay $3, and then a majority of them I still use. So.
Same.
Crazy.
I use a ton. And like, there's, you'll only have like you were saying, a couple flops.
Yeah.
Like, I remember once I like ripped some, I was like, I pulled it and all the hairs ripped out. And I was like, oh, what the fuck just happened? But that never really happens.
Lorac. You forgot about Lorac.
I forgot about Lorac. Are they with us?
I don't know if they're with us.
I don't, oh my God, that is definitely, again, no, like the relevancy
is
gone.
That's a shocker.
I don't get PR from them anymore. So that's why I think I'm like, oh, are they even with us? But they could be. I just don't see them posted. LaRock, damn, I'll miss LaRock. Yeah, their shadows were sickening.
Their shadows were really sickening. Their eyeshadows were sickening.
Oh, Violet Voss.
Yep, don't hear about them anymore either.
Are they still a thing?
I think they are, but I know they were in Sephora and like BoxyCharm doing their thing, and now they're not in there anymore.
Your iconic palette with them?
Literally, Violet Voss. The Bomb. Do you remember The Bomb with the Mary Lou?
They're still going.
Oh, yeah. Laura, I know, they just did PR.
Me too. And I was gagged, so I'm like, oh, I didn't know that they were still going.
I was like, nostalgia when I got the box. Mary Lou? It's the same products.
Yeah.
It's the same. They remind me of Benefit.
Yeah, but I feel like Benefit is more
evolved version
evolved and
of
better.
They're evolved.
And The Bomb is so focused on their like old timey kind of packaging and that kind of like vibe. Their quality is really good. But I think that they definitely need to evolve.
What about better. Sugar Bear Hair?
Is that here with us still?
I don't know.
I think that's gone. I think Sugar Bear, like the scandals that it's been in Sugar Bear Hair wrecked them.
What about Melt Cosmetics?
Melt is still going, actually.
Melt is. They were in Sephora, and they're not anymore, but they have really good products.
Dude, and they still keep launching, and they still have amazing stuff.
I have some of their eyeshadow palettes I've bought myself, and they are fantastic.
I honestly really live from, and then like I understand what they're saying, not being as relevant in the way of like not as popular and seen to the capacity of like, oh, well, it's not in Sephora, so it's not seen as much, but I still think that Melt definitely holds its own when it comes to like indie product.
And my last one, Smashbox.
Ooh. Also, I feel like has lost a lot of
its luster.
They're not in Sephora
anymore.
You're lying to me.
I don't think so.
What?
When you go there, there's no Smashbox booth.
I've only seen them at Ulta, actually.
Oh, maybe they just switched over to Ulta. They must have switched over to Ulta.
No, but I think that in general, Smashbox, because they are like kind of like the primer brand.
Yeah.
I think that it's really hard when you're known for one thing to kind of break out from that one thing.
But the problem is primers evolved. Like primers turned into serums, which was like the Charlotte Tilbury serum.
Yes,
and like
they had one.
Primers evolved. And so I feel like they tried to, because they did
keep
come out with a lot of different primers. They really did.
The redness,
like they tried, for
hydrating.
Everything you need, but it just wasn't very this era. You know what I mean? It was still that era that they were coming out with. The packaging was like the same. You know, it didn't really evolve.
Do you know what it is? I feel like with them, like I feel like their brand identity is so different because it's really, you know, it was based off of Smashbox Studios, which is their literal like
film
studio,
like
it's a photography studio. And I think that because of that, like they're like, oh, we're gonna create a makeup line too to kind of go with the fact that they have a studio. But I don't think that's necessarily enough
Milk
to keep you
that.
Going forever.
That's what Milk did. But you know what I really think at the end of the day, I don't think all these brands necessarily did something that was so wrong. Like
no,
I don't. I think
no.
What happens is I think every brand, no matter what brand it is, unless you're like fucking Philadelphia cream cheese. I feel like especially in makeup, cosmetics, and a lot in skincare, to be honest, runs a course.
For sure.
No matter what you do, it runs a course and then it has its moment. And no matter how much you evolve, like eventually it kind of fizzles out. But that's not to say, you know, you keep it going and sometimes it comes back.
Of course.
Like supposedly MAC is supposed to be making a comeback.
Right.
The thing is,
MAC will always have its staples.
Charlotte Tilbury came back. Charlotte Tilbury was popular, and then no one talked about it for a long time.
And now it's all about Charlotte.
And now
everyone
it's everything.
All the time.
So I feel like brands, like they cycle
waves
in and out, and then some, you know, can't afford to keep going, and it just financially makes more sense to just like end it and not wait for a return.
I think a big part of it too is I think that indie brands having a huge portion in the spotlight now does take away a lot of the times from these big conglomerate kind of makeup lines because it's like a lot of times I think that the indie brands keep a lot of the beauty industry afloat. I really do. I think a lot of times like a lot of people like to spend their money on the indie brands because it's more personable. They know like what kind of goes into it more than like, let's say a big conglomerate might. They see the person, like the indie brand owner. A lot of times you'll see who the brand owner is. Mm-hmm. Like I think there's a lot more to it because I think that people are really into connecting with the brand and who the brand is and like why they want to choose that brand and like the brand owner and the brand story and the on top of already having to needing to have great packaging and great color stories and great quality.
Yeah.
I think now it's just above and beyond a little level more evolution. Than that. It's the evolution of it, like getting to know the brand for who the brand is mm-hmm. and the owners and the team, all that stuff.
Right. So. You know? It's crazy, but anyways, that wraps up this episode. You guys have to, first of all, name more brands that we missed.
We would, because of course we missed some, but like we would love to see brands that, what are brands that you guys have seen that have gone out? Are you just kind of like, damn, I don't really hear about this anymore, but you remembered using them for a long time.
Yeah.
I would love to know that.
And that is it.
And that's it for today's episode. Obviously, you guys, is all of our opinion. Do not be mad if you love these brands and you're using them so constantly all the time. This is just like what we've seen in the industry of like what we.
You guys told us most of these, to be honest. Yeah, no, with you. I
was like that list that you just read off.
All
that
came
was
from you guys.
The live, but that's just like our like initial kind of first impression of, you know.
Well, our thoughts are upon the relevancy and the closing of a lot of these brands. Mm-hmm.
Just our honest thoughts.
So we love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to subscribe.
Yes, let us know your opinion down below too.
And we'll see y'all in the next episode.
Bye, guys. Mwah.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.